Acknowledging the role of Prof. Farida Khanum. On the occasion of International Women's Day, we bring to the fore some aspects of Prof. Farida Khanum, or Farida Appa, as we fondly call her, from the pen of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, an individual who has greatly contributed and helped me in my mission as my daughter, Farida Khanum. She was born on May 2, 1952, in Azamgarh. Despite facing health challenges since childhood, she achieved a higher education through extraordinary perseverance. She began by privately preparing for her high school and pre-university exams at Aligarh Muslim University. Subsequently, she successfully passed her BA, English Honours, examination from Delhi College, New Delhi. She pursued her MA in English Literature from Delhi University and further pursued in MA in Islamic Studies from Jamia Millia Islamia, Delhi. Eventually, she obtained her doctorate from Jamia Millia Islamia and later retired as a reader from the Department of Islamic Studies at the same institution. Farida Khan's contribution to our mission is immeasurable and cannot be adequately expressed in words. In 1976, when I launched the monthly publication Al Risala, she took on a significant portion of the workload, including article preparation. Since then, she has remained fully dedicated to our mission. She has played a crucial role in the administrative affairs of the Al Risala mission, ensuring its global dissemination, while my son Saniya Hossain Khan has taken charge of its management. Farida Khanum has provided invaluable support in terms of writing. In my experience, individuals who have contributed to my mission often desire recognition for their efforts. However, in Farida Khanum, I have found a unique quality best described by the saying, "Do good and throw it in the river." Selfless dedication to a mission is a trait that is perhaps more commonly found in women than in men. One of my Urdu books, Mazhab or Jadid Challenge, gained widespread acclaim. The book gained significant popularity and was subsequently translated into multiple languages. The Arabic translation of the book carries the title Al-Islam Yatahada. There was a persistent demand for an English translation of this book. Many individuals attempted to translate it into English independently but faced difficulties. The main challenge lay in the fact that the book contained numerous excerpts from English sources, which had been translated into Urdu. Translating these passages into other languages posed no issues since the translators could work directly with the provided translations. However, for an English translation, it was necessary to have access to the original English text to avoid the inaccuracies of translating from English to English twice. Numerous English scholars who expressed interest in translating the book approached me, requesting access to the original English texts. However, the challenge was that during the writing of Mazhab or Jadid Challenge, I had consulted various books over a considerable period. I had gathered these books from different libraries and personal collections of scholars, and I had lost track of the exact sources of the quotations. It became apparent to me that translating the book into English was not feasible due to this issue. Remarkably, Farida Khanum took the initiative to address this challenge without my prompting. She tirelessly began searching for the original English texts in various libraries, day and night. Her dedicated efforts extended to libraries such as the Aligarh Independent Library, Delhi Public Library, Delhi University, and other university libraries. She diligently obtained the complete citations and original excerpts from all the required books. Selfless dedication to a mission is a trait that is perhaps more commonly found in women than in men. Her motivation in this regard sparked when she received an extensive list from Mr. Ikramuddin Ahmed, IAS, who had read my book Mazhab or Jadid Challenge, and compiled a detailed list of the relevant books spanning several pages. Although I couldn't provide her with those books, the list served as a catalyst for Farida Khanum. She embarked on a quest to search for these books in various libraries, armed with the provided list. Eventually, she managed to acquire all the English excerpts and proceeded to translate the entire book, incorporating these excerpts. This translation underwent several stages before it was finally completed and printed in Delhi in 1985. The translated book was titled God Arises and spanned 288 pages. This undeniably serves as a remarkable illustration of selfless cooperation, and it appears to me that such a flawless and selfless contribution can only be made by a woman. It seems that the subtle abilities required for such selfless cooperation may have been bestowed upon women exclusively by the Creator. I would like to recount another incident that took place during a trip to Switzerland in July 2002. In collaboration with various Western countries, an international organization called the Nuclear Disarmament Forum was established. Within the framework of this organization, an international conference was held in the historic city of Zug, Switzerland, which brought together professors and highly educated individuals from different countries. I had the privilege of attending this conference upon their invitation. On the morning of July the 29th, Andrei Baikov, the president's spokesman, made an announcement regarding the need for a document on international peace. The intention was to publish it in multiple languages and disseminate it globally. Subsequently, he formed three groups comprising conference participants, instructing them to convene separately and work on producing their respective documents. The plan was to select and present one of these documents in the upcoming meeting, scheduled for the following day. Each group engaged in collaborative efforts for 2 days and handed their documents over to Andrei Baikov. Around 10 o'clock at night, as I was alone in my room preparing for bed after performing the Isha prayers, Andrei Baikov unexpectedly entered. His countenance betrayed a sense of sorrow. "All three groups have submitted their documents to me, but none of them meet my expectations," he lamented. He expressed his distress regarding what he would present to the attendees in the morning meeting. "In my desperation, I went to the nearby church and prayed," he confided. "It finally dawned on me that only you can accomplish this task. You have the ability to create the document I desire." With that, he informed me that he would see me again in the morning, firmly believing that by then, I would have prepared the desired document. I was taken aback and unable to provide a response. Eventually, he left my room, leaving me alone with my thoughts. It seems that the subtle abilities required for selfless cooperation may have been bestowed upon women exclusively by the Creator. During this trip, my daughter Farida Khanum was also accompanying me, staying in a separate room at the same hotel. I called her on the telephone and narrated the story of Andrei Baikov. I expressed my helplessness in achieving what renowned professors and English experts couldn't accomplish. I felt utterly powerless in the situation. However, Farida Khanum responded with a completely different perspective. "We have the entire night," she declared. "We will pray to God and stay awake to prepare it." After an hour of her insistence, I finally acquiesced. Subsequently, I sat down with Farida Khanum, engaging in a discussion about the document. Eventually, we finalized its outline. Farida Khanum took charge of writing, with me contributing my thoughts in both English and Urdu, which she then transformed into English. This process consumed several hours, and eventually, a few-page article took shape. However, by the time it was completed, dawn had begun to break. Following this, we both performed the Fajr prayers. Afterward, over morning tea, Farida Khanum proceeded to the conference office, where she typed the three-page document on the computer. Simultaneously, she printed multiple copies and promptly handed them over to Andrei Baikov. After reviewing the document, Andrei Baikov returned to my room with a noticeable sense of delight. Clutching a copy of the paper, he exclaimed, "This is exactly the kind of document I desired. I will present it in today's session, secure its approval, and disseminate it worldwide." He further expressed his admiration, stating, "I have never come across a document on peace that is as clear and concise as this one." The selfless contribution of Farida Khanum exemplifies the remarkable natural miracle ingrained in a woman's character as an inherent instinct. This document finds its place within my 136-page book titled The Ideology of Peace, published in 2003. It served as the initial catalyst for gaining international recognition for my perspective on global peace and the efforts I had undertaken. Subsequent incidents unfolded, culminating in the honor of receiving the International Peace Prize in Switzerland on October 12, 2002. The award was presented by former Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev. Detailed accounts of this event can be found in the travelogue My Journey to Switzerland, https://global.org, books, My Journey Switzerland. The selfless contribution of Farida Khanum exemplifies the remarkable natural miracle ingrained in a woman's character as an inherent instinct. I would like to recount another incident that took place during a trip to Switzerland in July 2002. In collaboration with various Western countries, an international organization called the Nuclear Disarmament Forum was established. Within the framework of this organization, an international conference was held in the historic city of Zug, Switzerland, which brought together professors and highly educated individuals from different countries. I had the privilege of attending this conference upon their invitation. On the morning of July the 29th, Andrei Baikov, the president's spokesman, made an announcement regarding the need for a document on international peace. The intention was to publish it in multiple languages and disseminate it globally. Subsequently, he formed three groups comprising conference participants, instructing them to convene separately and work on producing their respective documents. The plan was to select and present one of these documents in the upcoming meeting, scheduled for the following day. Each group engaged in collaborative efforts for 2 days and handed their documents over to Andrei Baikov. Around 10 o'clock at night, as I was alone in my room preparing for bed after performing the Isha prayers, Andrei Baikov unexpectedly entered. His countenance betrayed a sense of sorrow. "All three groups have submitted their documents to me, but none of them meet my expectations," he lamented. He expressed his distress regarding what he would present to the attendees in the morning meeting. In my desperation, I went to the nearby church and prayed, he confided. It finally dawned on me that only you can accomplish this task. You have the ability to create the document I desire. With that, he informed me that he would see me again in the morning, firmly believing that by then, I would have prepared the desired document. I was taken aback and unable to provide a response. Eventually, he left my room, leaving me alone with my thoughts. It seems that the subtle abilities required for selfless cooperation may have been bestowed upon women exclusively by the Creator. During this trip, my daughter Farida Khanum was also accompanying me, staying in a separate room at the same hotel. I called her on the telephone and narrated the story of Andrei Baikov. I expressed my helplessness in achieving what renowned professors and English experts couldn't accomplish. I felt utterly powerless in the situation. However, Farida Khanum responded with a completely different perspective. We have the entire night, she declared. We will pray to God and stay awake to prepare it. After an hour of her insistence, I finally acquiesced. Subsequently, I sat down with Farida Khanum, engaging in a discussion about the document. Eventually, we finalized its outline. Farida Khanum took charge of writing, with me contributing my thoughts in both English and Urdu, which she then transformed into English. This process consumed several hours, and eventually, a few-page article took shape. However, by the time it was completed, dawn had begun to break. Following this, we both performed the Fajr prayers. Afterward, over morning tea, Farida Khanum proceeded to the conference office, where she typed the 3-page document on the computer. Simultaneously, she printed multiple copies and promptly handed them over to Andrei Baikov. After reviewing the document, Andrei Baikov returned to my room with a noticeable sense of delight. Clutching a copy of the paper, he exclaimed, "This is exactly the kind of document I desired. I will present it in today's session, secure its approval, and disseminate it worldwide." He further expressed his admiration, stating, "I have never come across a document on peace that is as clear and concise as this one." The selfless contribution of Farida Khanum exemplifies the remarkable natural miracle ingrained in a woman's character as an inherent instinct. This document finds its place within my 136-page book titled The Ideology of Peace, published in 2003. It served as the initial catalyst for gaining international recognition for my perspective on global peace and the efforts I had undertaken. Subsequent incidents unfolded, culminating in the honor of receiving the International Peace Prize in Switzerland on October 12, 2002. The award was presented by former Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev. Detailed accounts of this event can be found in the travelogue My Journey to Switzerland, https://global.org, books, My Journey Switzerland. The selfless contribution of Farida Khanum exemplifies the remarkable natural miracle ingrained in a woman's character as an inherent instinct.